Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. Excuse me, it's Robin Fritz, and it's Monday afternoon in Seattle, Washington. So, my sympathies to those of you throughout the world, especially in the United States, who are freezing their tails off, because we are not in Seattle, but I know what it's like, and so don't go outside. Sit down and let's have a conversation on the radio. So, today we are going to be talking about how we work with our business, what the soul of the business is, and what that means in our daily lives. So it's a really fun topic, whether you own a business or work for one, or even if you're, especially if you're raising kids, one of the toughest jobs out there. This show is for you today. But before we get into the topic of the show today, I want to remind you that my operating premise is that we are all innately intuitives and healers. It's just skill sets that we've forgotten over the past few hundred years as we've gotten more involved with other things and moved away from some of the things that are part of our natural being on the planet. So my job is to help you tap into those skills and to look at the world in a different way, which broadens both your perspective, your joy in the planet, and makes everything better. And I know that from my own personal experience, because I never talk about anything I haven't personally experienced. So with that, today we are going to be talking about the soul of your business. And you are invited to call in and chat about your experience connecting with the soul of your business, with the spirit of your business, or to get a quick 1 or 2 minute reading on your business or your work. And to do that, the phone number is 202-570-7057. If you are shy about being on the radio, which I understand, you are more than welcome to email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobinFritz.com. And let me know, because every once in a while I pull together a whole series of questions from people and I cover them on the show. So before we get deep into the show today, let's start by getting us all grounded and balanced together in this space, in this hour, with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz. He is in the shape of a crystal ball. And an ancient healer and truth bringer, and you can experience him the way your intuition works most strongly. So you may see pictures, you may hear him chat with you, you may feel energy, even see gold light going into your heart, or simply know that you're connected with him in this hour. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, we're going to really connect mind, body, and spirit here. So we have this sacred and fun time together. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. That top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And as you feel the cares of the day just melting away and just allowing yourself to put all the busyness out of your mind and give yourself this opportunity to learn and share together with community. Then breathe up from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head and just you welcome that healing energy that is fallen into you. Breathing up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. And just feel that connection. So today, I'm launching a series of shows, how-tos or what-ifs. And today we're talking about working with the soul of your business. Whether we're employees or owners, how do we connect with the business and what are we missing if we don't? How can our business help us and how can we help it? So, and by business, I mean a number of things. There are plenty of people who are not paid and they're doing really important jobs like raising the next generation of children. They're doing volunteer work. They're retired and doing a number of things. There are also people who are working for corporations. They're like me. They're self-employed. They're working for themselves. Some people may have cubicles. Others may have their cars in office. They sell real estate. Whatever it is, you're getting the idea that when I'm talking about business, I'm talking about the work that we do, whether it's paid or not. But for most of us, it's work that we do to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. And the more involved you get with your intuitive and healing life, the more you realize how many things you're missing out on in the world around you. And one of those is your business, your relationship to the business, and what that can mean in your life. So I'm going to explain what I know about that. I'm going to share some stories with you. They're fun. They're fascinating. They're completely true. And I hope at the end of the hour, you will take this information out to create a relationship with the work that you do. So the first thing that I'd like to suggest to you is, what if you had a partner in your work? Whether you're an employee or an owner, whatever you do, what if you had a partner that was there to boost you up, to share its own insights, his or her own insights into the work that you're doing or the work that the group is doing? What if you had a partner that would give you some ideas or surround you with good energy or ask for help when it's suffering? And what if you could support your partner? And that would be looking at your business and the work that you do as a partnership with an entity that is very much alive and very much ready to partner with good energy, which is going to be you, right? And go out there in the world and make a difference. So I know years ago when I realized I was actually communicating with the business, I was like, what the heck is wrong with you, Robin? Like, what? Nobody's ever talked about this. What is the soul of your business? What is your business? What is the entity and what does that mean? So I go back further and deeper than science will. And there's a mindset that I live by. I call planetary connection. And I didn't make it up. I was taught this way of looking at the world by actually sitting down and communicating with the non-humans that are out there, which is just about everything that we're always ignoring. Our homes, our desks, our computers, the trees and flowers and grass in the neighborhood, our cars, the sidewalks, the buildings that we work by, nature, weather, snow, as a lot of people are suffering through this week here in the United States. Everything is alive. And in working with things like oil spills, with volcanoes, and all of these different things, I learned first that part of my work on the planet is to work with the planet, both the planet here and the various multidimensional Earths, as well as other planets in other dimensions. Yeah, and I know what that sounds like, but bear with me. In talking with these various beings, I understood that humans really have it tough in the world. We're so caught up in ourselves, we're not looking beyond ourselves, and so we're limiting ourselves. We're limiting the joy that we can have in our life. We're limiting the fun. We're limiting the support that we could be getting from the world around us, the knowledge that we could be learning. And really, we're out of time, people. We can't keep ignoring this. So we need to start rethinking how we look at the world, and planetary connection is that new way of thinking. It's actually a pretty old way of thinking, but it goes beyond what our ancestors, particularly what people would call our shamanic ancestors or our witchy ancestors, because it doesn't just see the world as being alive, but the world as being independent from us and equal to us. So what planetary connection sees is a world, a universe, if you will, but a world where everything you see or don't see has a soul. It's conscious. It's alive. It has feelings, it has thoughts, it has a job to do, a decision about whether it's going to do that job, and it has opinions. The problem for humans is that we don't think to ask other beings their opinions because we think we have it all, we know it all. And our science leads us in that direction. And the more I talk with scientists out there, either here on my show or just in general out and about, the more I realize that we're really limiting ourselves by clinging to a view of the world that just describes us. We think that consciousness is only human, or at least only related to a cellular being. So we don't think that a windstorm is alive, or that something like a volcano or a building can be alive, or our business. And so we're missing out. And so what I like to go back to is I love science. I love scientists. I love having electricity. I love having a house cat. I love all of the great things that science has given me. And I love the brilliant minds that are out there exploring the world and creating new things to help us be our best, to help the planet be its best. We haven't always done the best job at that, but hello, we're not perfect. That's a job in progress for our souls, lifetime after lifetime, growing our souls, growing our consciousness. But the best scientist out there is a person who says, I don't know what the answer is. Let's go find out what that is, and moves on from there. And so what I'm inviting you to do is to go beyond there, go beyond what you're thinking of as consciousness, and just accepting for at least this hour that everything out there is conscious and everything has a soul. It's alive. It has a job to do, responsibility to do it, a choice, and opinions. And your business does as well. So what does that mean to you? So what that means is when we're talking about working with the soul of our business, we're not restricting it to a business that we own, the work that we do, paid or unpaid, the business that we work in for other people where we're employees. It's all a business. So if a business is named Starbucks, or my company is called Alchemy West, or your business is United States government, or whatever it is, that's the name of the business. Sometimes in the case of my business, the business named itself, and I'm like, you want to call yourself Alchemy West? Oh, my Lord. You're just making it harder for me. Explain why you want to do this. It's a fascinating idea, and it really makes a difference in your life. So let me explain one quick example. If you're looking to boost your creativity, your wealth, your recognition, your income, your friends, the business climate that you're working in, treat your business like it has a mind of its own, because it does. So ask for its insight into whatever issue you're looking at, and start simple. You know, ask it what its name is. I know when I was creating my website years ago and I was not having any success with it, and I was working with people that I thought were friends and they just weren't getting to it. And we just weren't getting along. And I was frustrated because my goal is to get along with everybody, right? And I'm easily hurt. So it's like my feelings were getting hurt in this process. But my business was stalled. I mean, getting the website up was just not working. And finally, it occurred to me to ask the website that was under construction, like, what the heck is your problem? What can I do? And it didn't like the people I was working with. It said they weren't supporting me. It didn't. They didn't understand what I was trying to create. They were rude. They were just everything my website and my business didn't want to deal with on an energetic or even personality basis. And I was like, oh my gosh. But it was also true, and it was this tough part of me that said, yeah, I kind of was getting that. And so you could say, well, you're already coming to that conclusion, Robin, and maybe I was or maybe I wasn't. But it was a real eye-opener for me. I ended up ending that relationship and finding someone else who believed in my work and believed in me, and we got the website going. And today it's a pretty robust website. It's got a lot of information, whether you want to hire me for my services or not. There's a lot of information there. It clicks over to a very loaded blog. And there's just a lot going on. And I'm very pleased when I have clients call me up and say, hey, I found you on Google. So there's one success story. We'll talk about more after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we're talking about really connecting with the soul of your business. So let me give you another example, and we'll talk, you know, more specifically about how you can go about connecting to the soul of your business. So everything has a soul, right? I mean, that's planetary connection. It's my experience in the world. When my intuitive abilities were opening back up after being closed down for most of my life, I was out there just, you know, like, wow, I was kind of like overwhelmed. I was just open to anything. And my spiritual team was saying to me, yeah, go up there and just talk with anything you want to talk with and find out, you know, what's going on. And, you know, we kind of alerted things that you're walking around out there interested. So, you know, go ahead and have conversations with things. And it became very funny, very moving, and very enlightening. And so here's the thing. Souls are eternal, but our bodies and the forms that we take to grow our souls are clearly not. That's why bodies die. That's why buildings get torn down. Just this last week, a big rundown house at the end of our street got torn down to make way for condominiums. A good move because it was a big eyesore. But, you know, I had to stop and just kind of do one thing, just bless that old building on its way. You know, the soul of that building was gone, just like the soul of our bodies leaves when we die. But a soul that chooses to be a business, you know, we don't really think of that often. What is a soul that chooses to be a business doing? I mean, how does it think it's growing itself, you know? And that's the great mystery of life, right? So if you're curious about the business you work with, or the business that you're creating, or the creative work that you're doing in the world, or the world your work that you're doing for free, or the housework that you're doing, or whatever, ask yourself what you're doing. Ask that space or that business what it's up to. There are many souls that choose house bodies, you know, to grow themselves, and they stay in those bodies for a long time. A business building, a home building, you know, they tend to live longer than human beings. I had a series of clearings of old homes in the Seattle region, you know, recently, and the homes are puzzled. Is like, why is there another family coming here? And I said, because humans don't live as long as a well-built house like you lives. So there's one thing. But, you know, really when you think about it, your soul is in a human body. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why you chose a human body? Why did my soul choose this human body for this experience? What am I learning? How am I growing? Because we don't really think about that on a regular basis because we're too busy trying to do things like earn a living. But it's an enlightening conversation to have with yourself. So when you're conversing with a business, it's like, why did you choose to be in that business? And some of the answers are, I was curious to learn how people congregated together, curious how things come together in the world, how things get built, how things get done, thinking that, you know, maybe I'll come back as, you know, a volcano next time, or maybe human or whatever, just a soul growing itself in that experience. And we're not paying any attention to it as humans. But when you do, when you start asking questions, when you give your business or the business that you work for an opportunity to chat with you, amazing things happen. It's a similar process to what I call my space cooperating business, where I don't just clear the space. I go into a space and I ask what's going on with it, ask it to tell me what its thoughts and feelings are, what it needs to be its best, what its needs and wants are. And then I'll go to the people that hired me to clear the space and say, here's what your house has to say. So how do we come together? on this. And it's, you know, the same conversation I'll have with business owners. So we'll go in and we'll have a conversation of teaching them how to listen to their business, and then pulling out things like, did you know that the business upstairs from you is actually having conflicts in those, and the energies of those conflicts are coming down and creating conflicts with your employees? So, you know, let's kind of create a seal between the two buildings or the two businesses, you know. And they'd look at me like, wow, we didn't know we were going to talk about that. But yes, we are aware that there's problems up there on that floor above us. So that's the business of the floor above them, and the business of the floor below that I'm working with has its own ideas. It's showing me what some of the energetic problems are, but it's also showing me how people are getting along and giving me insights into individuals, giving me insights into products, you know. And so we'll look at the growth of a product through launch, or what are the issues involving this product, and what does the business have to say about it. And I've worked with businesses where the business itself was very concerned about some senior managers who had been there and the tough energies that were left behind, and asking for people to just do some celebration in a space. And I go like, everyone wants the business just wants people to come into the space and celebrate and be together and do some kind of fun project together. Why is that? And then they were explaining that the person that used to be somebody's office, and they never connected with the employees in that office. They never really got along and really tapped people's abilities, and people didn't have a chance to express themselves and really help the business grow while they were growing their own business skills. In that particular case, the owners of the business took it to heart, and they created, what did I hear? I later created there was a giant table in the office, and they created a gigantic gingerbread village for Christmas. It was awesome, because not only did they have a lot of fun, but people from different elements or different sides of a business actually got to have a conversation, and they had fun. And the energies of that participation and cohesion helped that room that they were in become a bigger part of the business as a whole. So you see how things can roll around and overlap by simply asking the business, what's going on here? What's your issue? Do you have a problem? Do you have an insight into the product that we're working on? Treating your business like it has a mind of its own, because it does, is fascinating. And you can start out really simple. You know, don't start out by saying, oh my God, what's the best product to sell that's going to make me rich today and rich for the next 15 years? You know, like, that's a little complicated. And some businesses aren't as awake as others, just like some cars aren't as awake as others. We'll go into talking about cars and car culture in another show. But right now, just do something really simple like I did one night. I was trying to think of what I would name my business for my website, and really for the government, you know, to pay taxes on every quarter, and what my business entity would be. And I was kind of stumped, and I couldn't think of anything. And then I'm sitting there thinking, and I just thought, oh, hey, my business, hey, you, what is your name? What would you like your name to be? And that's how my business became named Alchemy West. And I'm like, Alchemy West, what does that mean even? And the idea of it was, alchemy is transformation. You could go back to the old changing lead into gold, but it was really a transformation process. And West was the naming of it that meant new things were arising. Go West, young person, right? That we're not co-opting Eastern tradition or shamanic tradition or Siberian or European witchcraft tradition. We're acknowledging those traditions, and we're building something new. And Alchemy West then became this very excited entity that I named my website for a long time before I just named it my own name so that people could find me easier. But you'll still see Alchemy West on my website. And the whole idea is that I think of it and I realize that it's partnering with me to help bring into the world new ways of looking at the world that helps us all become better, and doing better things in the world, because our minds are open and we're awake and aware of the things that are out there that everything else in the planet is aware of except for us. So where do you go from there? Naming your business is fine, but what are some ideas or examples of how this works in reality, in everyday life? So one of the stories that I would tell is recently working with a nonprofit business in Seattle. And, business was pretty interesting. It had been around for a while, had some, you know, growth changes, employee changes, but a place where, kind of dear to my heart was people are trying to create something new. They're trying to create something different. They're out there being innovative. And of course, they looked a little weird to the businesses around them. You know, they didn't look like a coffee shop. They didn't look like a grocery store. They didn't look like a shoe store. They looked like something different. And then they started having problems. Every single employee in the company was having something happen to them, from getting run over by a car to having sick children to it was just like, wow. And in going to clear the business, it was really a situation of clearing the employees. And then it was also finding out what the heck was going on. And so in talking with the business, you're talking with the entity, the personality, but you're also talking with that soul. What is that soul trying to create? What is your soul as in a human body trying to create for your lifetime experiences? And, you know, like how much time do you have? So in working with this company, I just asked the business, what can you tell me about the neighborhood? What can you tell me about how people respond to you in the neighborhood? How are you responding to them? What's with the employees? And just what do you want to tell me? And so I immediately got images of fire. Terrifying fire. And I'm like, wow, okay. So I'm writing down these notes as I'm talking with the business. Terrifying fire. The business was terrified for its life. And it felt like if it's the building that it was existing in died, then somehow the business would die. Which was a real possibility when the workspace that you're working in burns down, as the case may be, or you lose possession for one reason or another. Sometimes a business doesn't continue as that business entity. But there was more to that, and there was more a feeling of disconnection from the neighborhood businesses. And in fact, some very, shall we say, far right businesses in the neighborhood that felt these people were like commie pinko finks, right? I guess I'm a little old to be saying that phrase. People wonder, what the heck did you just say? People that just aren't on the same wavelength. And the people in the neighborhood were literally sending them hate thoughts. Not all of them, some of them. Some people that didn't understand that this was a creative business and they had young at heart people who were interested in experimenting. Really doing a great job of mentoring today's youth, but it made other people suspicious. So I ended up clearing those energies out and then talking to the people in the business. And then because the image of fire permeated me, I'm like, okay, what is that all about? So I Googled the address, And there it was, you know, several years before a huge explosion and fire that wiped out the block across the street from this place. So it's like, oh, yeah, I even remember that. So here's an example of the things that you're getting by talking intuitively with the business, with the soul of the business, as well as the personality, where you're finding out the things that affected them. So in a sense, the business was suffering from PTSD, right? So as a result of that, the people were suffering as well, because they're walking into an atmosphere that's charged with worry and concern, and then being literally inundated with hateful thought forms from people nearby who didn't understand them. So I spent my time explaining that to the business, clearing that out, and then working with each of the individuals in the business on their own personal blocks and just clearing out all of that energy. So in other words, the individual people got work on all of the different things that affected them, which was a result of the blowback of negative energies from not just people thinking bad thoughts, but literally a life or death situation in the case of a massive fire. So this is where, you know, really having a conversation with your business could really give you some insight. Now, can you do this if you work in a cubicle? Of course you can. Your cubicle is your business space. Now, there are people who do space clearing. They say, oh, you can't clear your cubicle because the business is owned by somebody else. I'm like, okay, well, that's not true, because you're working in that space. Even if it's your desk, ask your desk what it has to say. And we're running up into a break here, but I want to tell you about how I ended up finding a desk and a chair, and how you can use that experience to build into your own relationship with the work that you do and the business that you're working in. So we'll cover that right after the break, and then some general tips on intuition in your business. Hang on, we'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about working with the soul of your business, the soul and the personality of your business. So a quick thing. I'm a writer. I do a lot of different kinds of things, as well as the intuitive and personal and business consultations. And I need a lot of desk space. And I could not find a desk for my office. I was using an old table for a long time. I actually had a desk built and brought it in and had to send it back because it just wasn't working. And I really wanted something that would surround me, that would wrap around the room that I work in, that would be a launching pad for my business, that would be a place for inspiration during the long days that I'm at work, that wouldn't block the radiator where I'm getting heat, all kinds of things that I wanted. And finally, I found someone to literally build my desk. And I showed the gentleman what I wanted. He designed it for me. I even got the color, you know, what I wanted, because I like silvery things, like stainless steel. So we got like a stainless steel paint on it. And I was really excited. I mean, this literally took months and months for me to find a desk. So on the way home from the meeting with this man to build my desk, I hear this voice go, "Hi, my name is Hotshot." And I'm like, "Okay, who are you?" "I'm your new desk, and I'm going to make you rich." And I'm like, "Okay, works for me." And Hotshot was the name. Hotshot arrived, and over 10 years later, we're still going strong together. And it was the process of literally asking what it looked like and going out until I felt the right connection to build this desk, to bring it home and to work with me. So that's really as simple as it can be for you to find a way to converse with your business. So we have a caller. Let's see what's up with Kimberly today.
How are you?
Hey there. Hi, Kimberly. How are you? You're calling from New York. Are you freezing yet?
It is pretty cold.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, thank you for calling today. What's up?
I was curious if you can give me some insight and maybe some about my love life.
Your love life?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want one?
Yes, of course.
Do you?
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about a love life, are you in love with yourself?
I am.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled to hear that. There are so many people who are looking for a love life as a substitute, and I just don't get that energy from you. I think that's awesome. That's
so you
wonderful.
Get the energy that I'm good.
I don't get the energy from you that you don't love yourself. So I get the energy from you that you do, is what I'm trying to say. That is so important. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Kimberly, go ahead.
No, it's important you start there so you can spread the love after you love yourself enough to
exactly
have your boundaries with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that is so perfect because you are so far ahead of most people that I know that are, you know, looking for love. And I don't see you being limited to a certain person. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you don't want to have an exclusive relationship, but I see you going out and really having a lot of fun meeting a number of different people that could be potentials. Are you doing that right now?
I am.
Awesome. And what are you feeling about that process of just going out and exploring it?
It's kind of getting old, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, I'm not one to just, like, run around, you know. I'm just more of a committed kind of person. I was in a married for 20 years, and so now I've had the taste of that life, and it's just old now. Just, you know, I'm like, just rather do it with that one person than, you know,
rather
I mean?
Settle down and be with one person.
Yeah, and I have three kids too, and I think about them all the time, and it's important that, you know, that we can do things together, but I won't do that with all these other people. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I won't even bring them
sure.
around. I wouldn't, it, you know, it'd have to be really special to bring that person home. So,
well, you know, and that's speaking right
to bring that. Yeah, and I think they're ready for that too. You know, I think they're ready for that.
Well, and that's awesome because you're really putting your family, the three kids and you, in this really sacred box, right, where you are together and you're protecting them. And so you've created that great relationship, and now you're looking outside of that. And I'm seeing it's really interesting talking with you because I'm seeing a lot of green space, and I know you're buried under snow right now. But to me, it looks like getting out and meeting people almost in a natural environment as opposed to, like, going to bars and meetups and things like that. Have you tried things like meetups where, and I'm saying meetups literally as a meetup, but places where people just get together to have fun? Because I'm feeling you being drawn to someone who has a lot of interest in various activities. Definitely people-oriented, doesn't, you know, feel like, you know, can't have children in the life. In fact, somebody that actually... Do you know someone who doesn't have children but wanted children? Are you dating someone like that right now?
No, not right now.
Because that's, you know, that's kind of a feeling that I'm getting from you is meeting someone who would be a part of the family but hasn't actually experienced that before. And so it's like kind of cautious but interested. I could feel your energy just kind of jump at that.
Yeah, there's not.
Go ahead.
There's been an ex boyfriend. I dated him for 2 years, and then we've been broken up for a year and a half. But we've kept in touch. We definitely love each other. But I mean, there is a huge age difference. Don't really know what his. I think he's trying to better himself and with job. I don't think he thinks that he can give me what I deserve. It's what he's told me anyway. And I know he doesn't have any, but we would love to take my, you know, he loves my kids, but we're not together right now. He's, you know,
he's not quite in that space yet. He's insecure.
Yeah. I don't want, well, we were together for 2 years, so there's a commitment in him, but I think it just got deep for him where he was like, whoa, you know, like, I think I just have more than he has. And, only 'cause I'm older. You know, and that
yeah.
And so mm-hmm. I think he feels maybe, like you said, maybe insecure of like, well, he can't offer me what I deserve. And so, I mean, I would hope it would be him. And I know he would take my kids in. My kids love him, but he's not really, I just can't be friends with benefits with him. It's too
yep.
hurtful.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But look, but I feel like you're drawn towards a person like that who is ready to explore, who doesn't have his own children, but is ready to explore a relationship. And a woman with children is going to be kind of an asset to him because he's really interested, but not really going to have his own children. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so,
no, that would be perfect.
Yeah. And I see you looking out for that, but I see it stretching out over a period, like, you know, through the spring, because I'm seeing, like, you know, spring coming yet. So what I would suggest is sitting down and creating a ritual of an intention for yourself. And here's what I want in a relationship. I want a man who I can get to know, who's going to be comfortable with me, who's going to be comfortable with change, because, hello, children are change, who's going to be interested in my kids, but somebody that I feel this heart and soul connection with. And so literally put that intention out there. And whenever I create a ritual for something like that, it seems to make the energies flow better. So it's like clear your house, put sea salt all around your house, And create a love ritual. Now, some people would suggest getting a few crystals like rose quartz and amethyst and things like that that are softening, that are helping you open up your energies, getting past the, you know, the self-doubt and like, oh, well, am I going to find somebody, that kind of thing, and allowing you to just focus on being who you are and letting your light out into the world. Because I have a feeling you're a little bit closed in on that, because you're being a responsible mom. You want to bring the right person eventually into the family. You don't want your children exposed to a series of people. But go for what you really want and how you feel you need a partner to both of you continue to grow, and create a ritual around that and see how that works. But it looks to me like it's moving out 4 to 6 months, even into deep summer, before you really start picking up on the right energy threads. And in the meantime, you're sifting through them in a different way, kind of feeling through like, oh yeah, I considered this before. Now I can see what I really want. Does that make sense? Even yeah, keep a notebook of what works for you and what doesn't, and keep moving forward on that. But create a little ritual around it. For a long time, I was working with different land and weather systems, and I surrounded myself with grounding crystals and even a sea salt pendant that I wore until I realized it was taking all the color off my shirts. But
where do you put the sea salt?
Well, I would put some by your bed, definitely in your room, but I would put it in different bowls around the house, and you can tell your kids we're just clearing the energies, because what that does, sea salt is an ancient clearing device, and what that does is keep the energies moving. So when you're really wanting something like a love connection or a better job or something like that, the desire for it can actually create a block. You know, kind of like hold you back, just because it's like you worry about all of the what ifs and should haves and that kind of thing. But the sea salt will help you go, right. Oh, yes, I'm allowing myself to move forward. I'm allowing myself to go out there. This is what I want. And I'm allowing the energy of what I want to go out there and attract someone to come in, not in a heavy way, but in a gentle way, so that you can get to know each other gradually and then move out. And you surprise yourself that it's somebody you already know. And it's time for the show to end. But Kimberly, does that help at all?
It does wonderful help. I appreciate it.
Good.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad. Thank you so much for calling in. And let me know how things go.
Absolutely. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Kimberly. Take care. So as we wrap up today for the show on working with the soul of your business, think seriously about what you want for your work, what you want for your life moving forward. And you know, I don't care what kind of work you do. I don't care if you're out there selling groceries, cutting people's hair. You know, I'm off to get a haircut here in a little bit. Whatever you're doing, walking dogs, running software companies, running a government somewhere, whatever you do, it's important. It's important to you, and it's important to the world around you. Every single person on the planet is important. And if we started believing in that, then we would be understanding more about how we can contribute to the world and how the world contributes to us. And don't cut yourself off from connecting with the energies of the work that you do, whether you're there at your own desk, in your home, in a cubicle, in an office environment, whatever you're doing. Ask your business what it thinks it's doing. What it has it been created for? What does it think it's doing? Because sometimes businesses are really confused about what their job is, and you can see that in a series of failed product developments, right? It's like, wow, that just didn't work. Why? Because people didn't stop to think about what it was that the business was involved in and what it was looking like, and pay attention to that. It's the same level of attention you would pay to a child in your care, an animal in your care, other people working together with you. What together can you contribute to the business, and how does that work for the business and for you? When I do business intuitive consultations, we talk about the goals of the business as well as what it was founded for. And then, of course, I talk with the business to find out what it's thinking. You can start to do that by simply asking the business what its name is, what its job is, how you can help it, and then explain to it how it can help you. And trust me, it works. It gets easier and better the more that you do it. Start slowly, work up, and let me know how your experiments go and how your contacts with your business go, because the more we share with each other, the more we can give out to the world and helping the world pull together. This is a relationship that may be one of the most important relationships of your life, because it's how you feed your family. So think about it. Coming up in future shows, we're going to have a series of what if conversations. Next year, next week, we're talking about a show I had to cancel from last week. Very sobering but uplifting discussion of what's really coming down the pike in 2019 and what that means for you. And upcoming shows, using intuition to find your home, to create a garden, to connect with nature, how we reclaim our intuitive abilities and healing abilities, how to talk with animals, what animal jobs are. I mean, there's a whole series of shows coming up on different subjects. So continue to tune in. If you would like to ask a question or be part of the show, email me at robynfritz.com. That's robynfritz.com. I offer personal and business intuition, as we've discussed here, but also mediumship, connecting to your deceased human and animal beloveds, space clearing, past life and between life regression, a process I call soul progression clearing, which clears out blockages and fills us up with healthy energy, and of course, crystal energy healing. And now, as we close down the hour, cross your hands over your heart. Thank yourself for taking this time to grow yourself, to be part of a community. I thank you for joining us. Get grounded and balanced back into your body, and we will see you next week. Thank you, and take care.